tiny nerd.
You are tiny. Your nerd dick is not.
My nerd dick is massive.
It would break this table if you flop it.
That's no moon.
Greetings, Afro Posse. And buckle up for the sex. It's the Afro Cold Nothing Podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and my nerd dick. And nice. Jenna.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe you
with
just
special
said that.
Guest, Jenna's nerd dick.
Yeah.
Don't break the table.
I'm tired. I need some place to rest.
Oh, God.
Crack my foundation.
Nice.
Yes.
Cannot be trusted in the best possible
way.
They
let me have the sound effects box.
Dear God, what are we drinking?
We are drinking Cosmosis Peach from Venn Brewing here in the Twin Cities.
Well, I'm not.
Venn?
Yeah.
Like now or Venn?
As in Venn diagram?
No, as in Venn and Oli.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's Venn, not Venn.
Yeah, that's Venn.
So when are we going to drink it?
Now.
Excellent.
Okay. Well, all right. You boys have fun with that. I'm drinking a classic wild state because beer is disgusting.
Oh, that one isn't.
So how is that for you, gentlemen?
I'm detecting a faint hint of beer.
Okay. What, yeah. Well, what else is there? Is it just a faint hint of beer, or are there other flavors?
Oh, no, that faint hint of beer is on top of the beer flavor.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All
there's
right.
actually like a tart peach flavor
to
it.
It is. It's a little sour.
It
not,
is.
Not like, it's not a sour, but it's got that slight sourness to it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's delightful.
I like it a lot.
I'm still having a classic wild state. Mm. It's classic.
I think that one is one of my new favorite ciders. I think in the absence of my favorite, I think the classic dry is my favorite.
Nope. I like wild state all right, but it is definitely not my favorite. I'm a sweeter cider person.
As am I.
Which was an issue when we went booze hopping up in Duluth. And everybody's like, our cider's dry and full of hops. And I'm like, well, God damn it.
I mean, that is... The big trends are super dry cider and super hoppy beer.
Yep.
Which is not how Jenna or I roll. Yeah.
Or hops in cider, which I'm like, hops and dry cider. Yeah. I'm like, why? Why?
I did bring home a skewer of fresh fruit in every glass.
I brought home two
apples
ciders.
Apples and melons, baby. Yep. Apples and melons.
I brought home two ciders. And I was like, here, honey, I brought home some cider. And my wife was like, cool. And then she had the first one and was like, I think this one is hopped. And it was, oh, really? And I like checked the website and, oh, sure enough, it was hopped. Well, this other one should be okay.
Nope.
That one was...
No, though, I don't remember which place that was. Was it Wild State? Was it... No, I think Wild State had, like, things that I could drink, but it was all
Duluth
dry.
Duluth
Cider, yeah. Yeah, like, a good two-thirds of their stuff was just like, we put hops in it. And I'm like, well, now there's a good two-thirds of your... repertoire that I don't care about.
I'll just buy a t-shirt. We put hops in them. Fuck!
It's not a actually, hair shirt, it's a hop shirt.
Yeah. I'm gonna go use your bathroom. Well, there's hops in there. God damn it.
They just decorate with hops like all over the place.
It's just a
like,
pile of hops.
Jenna is like a weird strain of vampire that's not allergic to garlic but is allergic to hops.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I believe
if you put hops around your house, like around the borders of your house,
just around the window frames, Jenna, just like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's dead. instead of a cross, you just brandish an IPA. Yes.
Nice.
What the fuck have you guys been up to?
Oh, my God. Okay. I did everything this week.
Okay.
Oh?
Oh. It was a busy weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So on Sunday, I'll start with Sunday, and I'll move backwards.
Okay. It's not how I'd do it, but, you know.
On Sunday, we moved a tower.
Like, the play tower?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh,
I was
shit.
Like, my first visual involved castles, and I'm like, nope, that's probably
no, this accurate. This is the kids' play tower. It's made of wood, and it's solid.
Fuck.
And it's, like, 6 by 6 by 12 feet, I want to say, or somewhere in that.
Sure.
12 feet high or something. And it's made of, like, 4 by 4s and 2 by 6s, and it's...
Fuck you, heavy.
Solid, yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
But we did that in record time. Holy shit.
Okay. Mm.
So myself and my wife and a couple friends descended on that thing at 10 a.m. And the truck was going to be there at 11. My mother-in-law's pickup we were using. And we had that thing torn apart in 45 minutes.
Oh,
dang.
All right.
Yeah. And then we had the pickup loaded. Once it got there, we loaded the pickup up in less than 15 minutes.
Hot shit.
And headed over here.
They also put 4 new wheels on the truck, refilled it with gas.
Like, it went
on the ass
so
and it
goddamn fast. It took us two days to move it last time.
Yeah.
This time we just fucking
that story.
Did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we got to the new place.
Brought more than one drill battery
and
all day.
In a couple hours, we had it. The whole process from start to finish, we started at 10 a.m. Mm. By 1:30, we were done.
Holy fuck.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, that's not 2 days
and
at all.
That included raising it.
Mm-hmm.
Leveling it, squaring it, you know, doing all the things.
You said raising it, and I pictured like a baby grown into a toddler going into school.
A little baby tower. Started as a popsicle stick bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When he said raising it and leveling it, I was like, those mean the same thing if you're destroying something.
Yes, raising can mean two opposites. I love that. What are those called? There's a word for those.
Like flammable and inflammable meaning the same thing?
No, what the same word that means opposites.
The same word that means opposites.
Yeah. Like
I just
cleave and
saw
cleave.
This on Facebook,
right.
too.
Which
is means...
it antonym? Or no, it's...
Antonym
it's,
is
yeah,
the word that is the opposite.
But it's something,
yeah.
something like that, where, yeah. where two words
no,
mean
No, there is a specific word yep. for
Correct,
that.
Yeah. Anyway.
But, yeah.
But yeah, no, we assembled that fucker in no time, and it was amazing, because then the kids had a tower to play in. But then we were like, hey, friends, we're going to take you out to the malt shop for malts afterwards.
Oh,
and so we did, and we had burgers and malts, and it was delicious.
Dang.
Yay.
Yeah.
But while we're there, my wife, because the weather was like 59 degrees outside... while we're at the malt shop, my wife is just like, if we go to Home Depot, can we just get a grill? Like, can we just get a grill?
Yeah.
And I was like, yes. Yeah, okay. So then we went to Home Depot and we got a grill.
Yeah, Sauce is absolutely going to fight you on something that means meat.
And then for the next
will happen
couple hours, I assembled said grill.
Did it take longer to assemble the grill than
about
to move
the same
the tower?
Size? Because I was doing that solo.
I mean, they're
That's
both
fair.
Playgrounds.
My son was helping me a little bit on that, but I was doing that one solo. But yeah, that I assembled an entire grill myself.
Mm.
So did that yesterday. So that's what I've accomplished on Sunday, and then we back up to Saturday.
As one will, yeah.
Where we had a birthday party for the kids. So we went to the kids' birthday party.
Mm.
But before that, I had made a trip to Home Depot to get the lumber for 5 different projects.
all of them household related?
Mm-hmm.
Four okay. Flaming Grills.
I made a cart for the radial arm saw.
Okay. Good.
So that it is now mobile and I can move it around. I have more stuff for the
more
table.
Dangerous than ever.
I know, right?
It can chase you.
Well, it's big and fucking heavy.
Yeah.
And the wheels on it were rusted out and didn't work anymore, so it was just kind of in the way. So now it moves around and it's great. Another for the table saw is also going to be on wheels very shortly too. So those will be able to move out of the way, and then I will be able to access my workbench in the garage.
That's fucking fantastic.
And like months ago, my kids had gotten these kits. We were in Home Depot, and Home Depot was giving out little kits for kids.
Wow.
What in these kits?
They made picture boxes.
Oh.
Okay.
And it had all the little wood pieces that they needed on all of the nails and stuff that they needed. Huh. And so it was just like, can we do these, Papa? And I was like, yes, absolutely. Fully expecting them to go, okay, here's the things you need to do, and I'm going to go do my thing for a little bit. And then we'll come back and we'll do the next step, and then I'll go do my thing for a little bit. And it turned into one kid being slightly ahead of the other, so I was just going back and forth between the two of them and not getting any of my own work done. I know, but it was adorable.
This is why I stopped at one.
I am. No, it was it was adorable because I gave them sandpaper and it was like, sand this wood. And they were industrious little go-tours. And they sat
there to borrow them
with their sandpaper and they sanded their thing because it was their thing.
I might need to borrow. I don't know, man. I might be able to get like an Auntie Jenna
possibly
help
for about 10 minutes. Yeah.
Just buy them flip-flops with some sandpaper on the bottom and have them run on.
10 minutes of sanding I don't have to do, and I fucking hate sanding. So
sanding is my least favorite thing.
It's chalks on a nail board to me. Nails on a chalkboard to me. Whatever.
It's so time-consuming and tedious, and I just like 2 minutes. Much like we were talking about with James's sleep or ADD study or whatever that was, where it was just like I have seriously been sanding for an hour. It has been 30 seconds. Fuck.
No, I can feel every excruciating half second of sanding. I do it, just every bit and piece of me is
like a dental pick down your spine.
Out. Yeah. I do not. Ugh.
But they hammered and glued and you know, painted and all of that stuff. Their little picture boxes. It was very adorable.
I kind
of
like sanding,
but I also got lumber for a little lean-to shed I'm going to make for all of my logs that are drying for me to eventually turn into bowls.
Nice.
And I turned another bowl. And I spent the entire day almost in the garage. And then I spent the next day almost entirely building things. So that was my weekend. My everything hurts.
Yeah.
My joints hurt. My muscles hurt. I ache all over the place. Getting out of bed sucked ass. Mm-hmm. And I ripped some skin off of my ankle.
Fuck.
And there's I flayed my ankle a little bit. And so, every
like
time I bump up against something, it screams at me. So,
the weirdest part is the little McDonald's sandwich bun. Nice.
I see.
Just like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I did. It was a very busy weekend.
Very, very busy, very full of projects and stuff.
Yeah.
When you did the turnaround, I was thinking, to every bowl, turn.
There is a seasoning.
Salsa, turn.
Seasoning. I like seasoning.
Yeah. That is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That applies well. That does sound like a very full weekend.
Sounds nice.
It was a very fulfilling weekend is honestly what
full
it was. It was
fulfilling weekend.
Mm-hmm. I completed, I had a bespoke set of bowls that I was making for a friend that I finally completed today.
Last week you were on 4 out of 5.
And I'm now on five out of five, which is good because his birthday is on Saturday.
Nice.
So
fortuitous.
Got it in.
Yeah. All right.
Let's high five too.
Okay. We're just giving
probably
away.
Both turned to each other at the same time.
Yeah, why not? Should we? Are we doing this? All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did a show this weekend.
Hey.
I did 4 shows this weekend, but one production.
That seems more like it.
So let's bring this down a bit. The show that I performed in, I may have mentioned it on this podcast once or 50 times before. Good Grief.
Never heard of it.
Stories of Love and Loss. It was not the perkiest of shows I've ever performed in.
Sure.
The opening story was about the Holocaust. So,
Fuck.
You just didn't get better from there. But, like, it was a good story. It was a very heart-good story. But it was also, like, it didn't get perkier from there, I think is what I'm saying.
Shit.
It was incredible to do a storytelling people. Or storytelling show with storytelling people.
Mm.
Some of them recognized me and went, Jenna. And I was like, oh, the storytellers know me. you know, the award-winning storytellers, the one that won multiple years of The Moth and, like, all of this other, like, like the ones that are literal professionals that have no other job outside of storytelling. We're like, oh, hey, Jenna. And I'm like, I get to do a show with you, and you know who I am.
Holy fuck.
So that was fun. I told a story about Bill.
Seems right.
It was so the show, we had shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Friday and Saturday, Lauren Anderson actually came in and did a story. And I was like, I've never heard you do storytelling before. She's like, I don't do it often, but this one felt something to me, so I wanted to do it. She was like, so are you doing a story about Bill? And I was like, yeah, I'm doing a story about Bill. I was like, the choices were a story about Bill or a story about my dead abusive mom. And I was like, you know what? That one might be a little too dark for this show.
Ooh,
on grief. So I'm going to go with the Bill story. Other things that happen to coincide with this production is Saturday was my divorce anniversary. So,
fuck.
Yeah. Saturday's story hit real fucking hard.
Yeah.
And so here's the thing. Like, the producer was like, so, you know, you can do as many shows as you do or don't want, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'll do all 4 shows. Fuck it. And by the end of day 2, I was like, oh, my God. Like, this is wonderful. Shit. It's beautiful. And I'm honored to be a part of it. But holy fuck, everything is so heavy right now.
Yeah.
And Joe came to Saturday's show, which was definitely the best call. Because having Joe there for the divorce-iversary 3rd show of me telling the story about my dead ex-husband, it gave everything a bit of a different flavor, and it made it less hard for, like, less heavy. It was still really heavy because it was the divorce-iversary, but, it was, I had a partner there to help shoulder things.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to know more people outside of that. The house was incredible.
Hey.
We did not sell out, but we were at least 3/4 full.
Holy fuck.
Every night. And I think the matinee was only 2/3. Oh, no.
Sure.
Like, that's a matinee hitting 2/3.
Holy shit,
In the now times. Like, fuck, man. And one of the reasons why the producer wanted to do this show is they were having a conversation with somebody about the pandemic and just this weird feeling that they were having. And the other person was like, oh, well, that's grief.
Yeah.
That is you mourning the loss of what was.
Mm-hmm.
And having to sit in the now times, which is what led him to producing this show in the first place.
Hmm.
And I think there's a lot of people that just needed to confront and discuss grief, and to hear different perspectives on grief and things like that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was an incredible show to be a part of. There are a lot of, like, there was not a story that was told that was done poorly or didn't have its place in what we were doing. It was like everybody was just good. And man, the way the producer was talking about me too, I'm like, am I a secret storytelling rock star and I didn't know about it? Because he's like, yeah, yeah, I keep telling people that you're in it. And they're like, oh, that's cool. And I'm like, what? I've barely done any storytelling and definitely none in the past couple of years. What? And he actually had somebody that was really nervous about using notes during their storytelling. And the only way I can do storytelling is with notes because I've taken a few hits to the head. So this person was really nervous and he was like, well, Jenna Young has done this like 18 million times. She's super pro at it. She's very good. And she still uses notes. Like, she brings her tablet up. So you'll be fine. And I was just like, I'm okay. Number one, I'm honored that you think of me that way. Number two, I'm glad that can help somebody else, like, do storytelling in front of people.
Well, doesn't Pablo use notes?
Often, not always.
Okay. I feel like every time I've seen him, he's got a binder.
So, most storytelling venues will allow you to have notes, read, whatever. There are certain situations, like the moth storytelling thing, where there's a competitive aspect, and they're like, no, you can't use notes. And so they're in the storytelling community.
I've only seen him in, like, the BLB.
Yeah, so. In the storytelling community, there's kind of like this weird vibe about notes or no notes, and does that make you pro or not, or better than, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I love about Strike is they're like, fuck it, bring notes. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Are you going to perform it well? Then fucking show up and perform it well. And I don't care how you go about it. Just perform it well. So, yeah, Strike Theater gets all of the accolades.
What are we really focusing on as being important here?
Right, exactly. And especially because I heard a story about somebody with a brain injury that did the moth thing and brought their notes. And they were like... ooh, shunned kind of a thing.
Shit.
And, like, the person that was telling me the story is like, but that's, like, an actual capability issue.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, yeah, but that person right now is my hero. Because fuck that. Like, you have a capability issue and you can't meet the needs of those with those capability issues. Fuck you, man.
For some, like, hoity-toity snobbish reason.
Right. And, like, you know what? It's your show. You can have whatever standards you want.
Sure.
I'll probably never compete in the moth because I can't.
Yeah.
I literally am not capable of doing that with my capability issues. Mm-hmm. So that's what it is. But that whoever that person is that went up with notes is like, just you're my hero, right? I don't care. So yeah, did a lot of that. Got. My story overall was basically on how people view the ex-wife in a grieving process over the ex-husband.
Wow.
That was a thing. And there were a few people that knew Bill that were like, oh, I didn't even realize that was an issue. And I'm like, yeah, it's kind of a thing. And then I got a lot of divorcees that came up to me afterwards, and I was like, I get all of this, you're talking about, and thank you so much for putting into words the weird nebulous, I called it between the grief cracks, on the are you allowed to grieve, are you not allowed to grieve, how much do you get to grieve kind of a situation. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, no, it was fucking heavy. And yeah, there were people that appreciated that. There were there was one gay guy that came up to me and talked to me about how we viewed the institution of marriage. Based on like the fact that Bill and I were still best friends, lovers, everything else after our marriage ended.
Yeah.
And just because of the struggles that LGBT have had in getting rights to marry, concepts surrounding the institution of marriage in that. So yeah, like I think I actually spoke to a lot more people than I thought I was going to with this story, which I'm glad. I'm really glad. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So that was my fucking weekend.
Awesome.
Strong
also,
work.
Yeah,
so you had a mentally heavy load, and I had a physically heavy load.
Also, got to do some more rehearsals for Monsters in a Mirror, which is coming up at the end of this month. I will plug more on that later. I am so proud of my cast. They are incredible. And just watching them.
The monster in the mirror.
Okay.
He's telling me to...
No, my performers hit that point of connect during this last rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so beautiful when they find that connect and that vibe and they just go. And I'm like, ha-ha, yes, excellent. Mm-hmm. I do know what I'm doing as a director. This is fantastic. Ha-ha. I'm going to claim all of the glory on this. Mwah. Yeah, so that was lovely. I feel like I did one other thing and I can't remember what it is, so... Meh. Huh. Nope. I think that's it.
Hmm.
More or less.
All right, James. we set the bar pretty high there, so go ahead and drop it.
Yep.
Lower your bar.
Yep. So, lower Saturday I was somebody's bar. Emotional support lower animal.
Oh, shit. No, he...
Nope.
They were right. Nervous
no,
about...
We're getting into it.
They were nervous about going to a birthday and that there might be a bunch of people there that they don't fucking know. And, like, one person that they did, but that person was the significant other of the birthday boy.
Oh, okay.
And would therefore be busy.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so I went along as an emotional support animal and did my very best.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was a successful and lovely time. That was on Saturday. Sunday, I decided to have a date at Moscow on the Hill.
Okay.
Which I've been to before. I've never...
Salsa is sad you didn't bring him.
No,
I sampled... Here's the thing. I sent Salsa a picture of the two flights of different vodkas. And I was like, you were right about this. And he goes, you've never had a flight there before?
Oh, my
God. And
I was like,
no, I don't think so. And he was like... How are
years.
We friends?
Years.
Are we?
Years.
What
Thank
the
you.
Fuck?
Like a fucking decade.
I know yeah. that.
I,
he's been
yeah.
there.
Yes, several times. Yeah.
The fuck?
I've had their vodka. I've had some of their vodka. I've just never had a fucking flight of vodka before.
Oh, my God.
So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
Had two flights of vodka.
You sent me that picture, and I immediately showed my wife and went, James is being a jerk.
Oh. Yeah.
And then he messages me later and he's like, you're right, these are really good. And it was like, what? My brain actually started to stutter. It was so like, what?
Yeah. Yep. And then to sober up, looked at all of the fucking gorgeous houses that are up on
Crocus Hill.
Up on Hill, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's,
no, it is lovely.
Fuck, those houses are just... It's porn. It's house porn.
It is yeah. very yeah. much. There was there's one house with, like, fucking crenellations
yeah.
on it. And
oh,
we were just like,
shit.
That's the house. If there's a zombie apocalypse, that's the house we're going to.
Yeah.
Even the old, like, carriage houses...
Yep.
That are out back are... I'm like, I would fucking...
I would live in a carriage house. Are you kidding me?
I would absolutely live in that fucking carriage house.
When
oh
we
my
lived,
God, it's gorgeous.
When we lived
shit.
In that area of town, we were driving around and we saw there was like a garage sale or estate sale or something
yeah.
like that. And we were like, oh, this would be cool. So we pull in and we had... You know, they have like that covered side
yeah.
arch for the side door so that you can...
get into the house without getting in the rain while your chauffeur drives the car back to the garage. Like, we had to go through that arch to get to their garage in the back, which is where the sale was going on.
Mm.
And it was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then we found some cast iron back there that we were like, we're having this.
Oh, shit, yes.
It was really rusty. And so we scrubbed the shit out of it, but it's a couple pieces we still use.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, just even looking at the windows, fuck. The place is absolutely amazing. So that was my Sunday, other than auditioning for the new Murder Boat show.
Yeah, you Murder Boat.
Murder Lock this year.
Yeah, Murder Lock, yeah. So we'll...
It's
going to be on the lock, yeah.
Yes, the lock and dam, yes. So we'll see.
Oh, my.
Not getting my hopes up. I think I had kind of a...
On the plus side, everybody's out of practice.
It felt like good practice. But then the other thing was, I got a call from my dad in the middle of the fucking audition. Now, my phone was on silent, and I didn't have it on me. But my watch did notifying, silently notifying me in the middle of doing a side with a partner. And I'm like,
shut up.
Right now. And so I get out of the audition and I'm like, what's happening, Dad? Love you. And he sends me a message back and he's like, oh, I think I deleted the notes app on my phone.
Okay.
There was no way he could have known. And, but also, God damn it, man.
Yep.
Yeah. So that, but also, but I was doing all of this to recover from Thursday. A good friend has helped me move a couple of times and I needed to clear some of the furniture from his old place, move it to the new place.
Oh, sure. So it was your turn.
It was absolutely my turn. So I didn't schedule a date for Thursday, my usual activity for a Thursday, and instead had a date with Destiny. Jesus Christ. He had already moved all the easy stuff.
Aw, so you didn't get easy stuff
he
breaks.
He rented a whole truck,
uh-huh,
for nothing except exquisitely hefty furnishings.
Oh. So James got the heavy emotional and physical.
Oh. Yeah.
God damn it.
So it turns out that two people can lift.
But a bit more balanced. Yeah. It wasn't
too much of
one. It wasn't as heavy one way or the other.
Right, yeah. No, it wasn't a tower.
Yes,
it was correct. Just kind of a good balance. No,
but it was still
move
both.
I did move what I believe is probably like a 400-something pound gun safe out of one basement and into another.
Oh.
Which was my least favorite activity.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
why?
I didn't feel safe.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
There we go. A couple of glass front shelves, a bunch of boxes of books.
Because he was wearing gloves. Otherwise, he would have felt a lot of that safe.
That's true, yeah.
I believe this to be accurate, yeah. Mm-hmm. Knowing what I know about James, actually, he was probably wearing gloves.
Yeah. And just a lot of heavy fucking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, James, you want to help me move a bunch of stuff out of storage later?
Yes.
Excellent.
Can we take a break first?
There will be no heavy furniture.
Oh.
It's mostly totes.
It's all heavy boxes. None of it is furniture.
There are a couple of heavy totes, but most of it is actually...
Totes heavy.
No. Oh, totes adorbs. I just broke salsa.
All right.
Oh, God. Oh, God. He got the hockey stick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Well, we're about to get a couple of minutes of high stick in here, so do we want to take a break?
I mean, we went pretty long last time. Yeah. When you get to a middle section,
maybe the audience will break.
They just had to hear about all of this heavy stuff one way or another. Sure. Maybe they need a break.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that. We'll take a break. We'll be back. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
I'm James.
Hey, James.
Yes?
Did you have a... Fuck. Did you have a thing you were going to talk about?
I sure did, James.
Wait. I'm Salsa.
I am Spartacus.
That's Jenna. I don't know what's happening.
All right. Good.
So, Spartacus, kick us off.
Okay. I've had a project in the back of my head for, I want to say, 15, pretty close to 20 years. And it's changed shape a little bit, but not very much.
It sounds like every artist I've ever known. But go ahead.
Yeah. I mean,
continue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Understood. Yeah. Every fucking author is working on the great American novel, yes. Right?
Oh, you know, that's me.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just like.
Actually, so, mine's going to be like an average American novel.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe an average American novella.
A great Swedish novel. It's just about chocolate fondue and good beer.
Fondue is a French word.
I know that fondue is a French word.
Swiss, I think, is what you're going for. Not Swedish.
Oh, okay.
Swishish.
I thought Sweden also did fondue. I thought a lot of places did fondue. Okay.
Yeah, right. We do fondue here too, but we acknowledge that it's French because it's fondue.
I'm fond of you too.
Oh,
so,
God damn it.
Yeah, I've had this thing in the back of my head. And it's a complex story. At first I was thinking of it as being like a movie, but I really don't think that I have the time or budget or experience to make a movie all by myself. And there's just a lot of ins and outs, a lot of what have yous. And then I thought about it being a TV show because there's a lot of meat to the story. And it could be neatly broken into episodes. And then I thought podcast because it's a lot easier than a TV show. And like it's.
My vote is BBC miniseries, and I don't even know what it is yet.
Yeah. Right now I've got it down to about 13 web episodes.
Comic.
I actually fucking considered. That it might
this
be
doesn't
a,
surprise me at
a
all.
Webcomic, yeah. I thought that it might be a story-based podcast and just a single 13-episode
no,
story-based podcast.
I actually
podcast.
Wasn't joking when I said webcomic. That seems
no,
like something you would absolutely...
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't joking when I said I considered it. Yeah.
Video game?
Completely. That is actually the thing that I'm thinking now, is that it would make an amazing visual novel.
Nailed it.
With, you know, small, discrete choices by players. But just the idea of progressing through the story.
Did I just take the wind out of your sails?
Not at all.
Okay,
no.
Good.
I'm glad to know that my line of thinking is completely where everyone else would go with it. But
yeah.
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you lines of thinking.
No, I know. I think it's a really fucking weird story, and I think people would like it. I have struggled for a long time to write dialogue, so I was also kind of waiting for figuring out how to script back and forth conversations and shit, which is weirdly difficult for me.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How long would you say you've been thinking about this?
Like about 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I
you just said
like,
a long time, and I'm like,
17 or 18
that,
or
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
But yeah, I not much of the basic structure has changed, but a lot of detail has been added.
Mm,
a lot of meat has been put on the bones and things like that. I'm trying to write down everything that I know about it in the hopes that it will just coalesce into something useful eventually.
It's a storyboarding notebook.
Yeah. I even thought about doing it as a fringe play because I figured I could probably knock it out in under an hour.
I mean, sure. Maybe.
But, yeah. There are difficulties to it. Because elements of supernatural stuff, not like vampires and werewolves, but just like small things.
Mm-hmm. Like things disappearing and reappearing?
Yes, exactly like that. Can be tricky to do as a fringe thing.
That's true.
Yeah, because anything you bring on stage has to leave in under an hour. Yeah. Yep. So I've been thinking about these different venues of making this thing happen, and I...
So you're just searching for a medium right now? Is that really the...
Madam Zalta.
Oh, fuck. As we sit next to the piss poor. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
The poster that piss poor gave me.
Jesus. Yeah. So, more than that, I would like to have it more scripted and fleshed out. And I've considered even, you know, getting a friend of me on the podcast, Eric Thompson, or Duck Washington, or...
Yeah, one of those other someone, script people.
Someone doctors, who has written a lot of dialogue, back-and-forth dialogue, and especially, like, engaging comedic dialogue.
Yeah.
Because I fucking struggle with back-and-forth dialogue. Now, I feel like the play that you directed of mine had good... things mm-hmm. to it. But I also feel like if I had directed it, it would have been less successful. So I'm concerned about trying to do fucking everything on a project that it will turn out.
I have a word of advice.
Yeah.
Don't do everything.
You know, I will accept that advice from you because I feel it comes from a place of deep mm-hmm. and sorrowful experience.
Look, few people are capable of doing everything.
And as someone who...
But you are not Jenna.
Can and has. Yeah. Jenna is saying, don't do everything.
I once heard someone say, don't do everything.
Oh. Fuck.
No, I think it was put on... onions and garlic first, and then do everything.
I hate everything about this podcast. Why am I here?
And then don't do everything.
Yeah.
That's oh my god.
Yeah. It was a voice like Jenna's. Was it you?
You guys are the worst.
Okay.
You're the fucking worst.
All right. Good. So.
All right.
I'm gonna be crazy.
No, we've checked that checkbox.
Yep.
Today
it's done.
Oh. Right. Yep. Oh, I see.
We have a quota.
Now I'm just a task on your user story. Uh-huh. Okay.
You should be proud of us for checking off tasks on our user
That's
story.
That's true. Actually, I am a little proud. I'm not gonna lie. Like that. The Scrum Master in me is very happy right now.
But the kid in me loves how sweet it is.
But the Scrum Master is like, oh, good job.
Good.
All right.
Shit. Yeah. But yeah, figuring out a way to make the characters happen without asking the actors to improv shit, or because I considered that, you know?
You could just workshop mm-hmm. a thing with some improvisers.
Yeah.
Like that's honestly, improv has been known to be one of the ways that people have come up with sketch.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a tool used in mm-hmm. developing sketch.
Yeah.
In developing a 13-part miniseries, maybe not, but like that can still be mm-hmm. because improv is, you know, do it, throw it away if it doesn't work. Like you can still get valuable feedback and vibe and feel on characters through an improv type workshop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is the problem at its basic? Is it that you're having difficulty putting yourself in the other person's shoes to know how they would react to the conversation? Or you know what I mean? Is
the weird thing is a lot of the stories that I write, because I write a ton of short stories.
Sure.
Sure.
They are fairly spare on dialogue, and when they have dialogue, it's very motivated by the point of whatever is happening. You know, okay. Somebody's returning a jacket.
Sure.
They have a conversation about the fucking jacket.
You don't really have a lot of Tarantino in this? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. In places, I do. Yeah. When I come up with a Tarantino-esque monologue, mm-hmm. or like a, sure. a Kevin sure, Smith
but
type
but it's the
thing.
Monologue that happens first, and yeah. then the, right. the story
and,
second.
And the thing is, I don't want to just write a framework, a shelf to put all of those monologues on.
Right.
But I mean, that is what Kevin Smith, I think, has done.
Mm-hmm. So is that what the problem is then when you are trying to write a dialogue, is because you can see one person's yeah. point of view, but you're just like empathizing and getting into
or
the head
neither
of the
person's.
Other.
Oh,
okay.
Is the thing.
So that's the problem is yeah. just getting into their what they how they would react yeah. and things like that. Okay. That might require some just like
different people.
How to say it without saying the words I'm about to say, but almost method acting?
Yeah.
Like just sitting and getting into the other person's headspace?
Sure.
To kind of feel how they would react to things?
Yeah.
I think... So there is a writer that I am fond of, and a friend of mine.
Is it you?
No.
Oh.
Actually, I can be fond of other people. It's not frequent, but it does happen on occasion.
I would like the podcast audience to recognize that Jenna said she can be.
On this date, 4/11/22, Jenna didst say.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
But no, so he has this story about, you know, somebody coming up to him and being like, well, how do I get into writing? How do I do all of this stuff? Mm-hmm. And having a specific problem with, I think it was like world building or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, so how do I write? And the writer said, you start writing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you can do all of the mental gymnastics you want to, but until you start writing, it's just mental gymnastics.
Yeah.
And when you start writing, you have to be okay with the fact that that might not go anywhere specific,
mm-hmm.
but the act of writing will get you into more writing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be a writer, that's what a writer does.
Yeah.
Is write. And I think sometimes we can get so incredibly caught up in doing things the best way or the right way or even a functional way, and not accepting that sometimes we can just write as a learning process about the thing that we're doing, and gather information just from that exercise of starting to write something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my advice would be to just write.
Just write.
Just fucking do it.
Just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Just start it as a story, and then as you write, you will start to feel a vibe on the best medium or the best whatever, and you'll start to feel out some more of that character stuff, because you'll write a thing, you'll be like, well, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But then you have something to analyze to say, well, why doesn't that make sense? What is it about this that isn't connecting?
Yeah.
I know it kind of feels like a waste to just start something and not have it be the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But right. It's also research.
Yeah.
You know, it's research into your world, into these characters, into your brain space.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. And then once it is all written down, go back to the beginning and read it again and go, now that I have a more fully realized idea of this person and where they go in their journey, does this still sound like them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The two struggles.
But if you just have a placeholder, even if you write dialogue goes here
actually,
and then come back to it,
kind of what I've got.
Okay.
Is dialogue goes here.
Well, then the next step is dialogue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Write some dialogue.
Yeah. Even if it's not what ends up happening.
And then change it again.
Two of the difficulties that I face with almost everything. All of the writing that I do, if it's not done in one sitting, I find that I will open it up, start at the top, read through what I've got in order to get back into the swing of it, and then 3 hours later find that I'm editing the middle of the third paragraph and not actually adding anything to the end.
Good.
Which is fucking disastrous, because I will continue to do that forever. Hmm. The other... I'll just get mired in that shit. And then the second problem is I have a learning disability. I don't know what it is yet, and it's not as an excuse, but just as an explanation.
We talked about it at length.
That In school, all of my best projects were always done like 2 days before.
Sure.
The day before. And
no, I was the exact same way.
Fucking kills
me. I still
me.
Am the same way.
I was the exact same way. Even in college, so, it was 2 days before I would sit yep. down, write the entire thing,
mm-hmm.
go back and make a change here and there, and hand it in.
Yeah.
Like, that was just, mm-hmm. I didn't, editing yeah. is not.
And then you got A's, and that reinforced a real bad habit.
Oh, it absolutely, yep. yeah. It was no, a I terrible this. Habit.
Yeah.
yeah.
It was awful, but that's the way I wrote.
The hyperfunction caused yep. by an overdose of adrenaline and mm-hmm. guilt. Yeah, shit. It makes me incredibly productive. but yeah, I have found that it will force me to write all of the minutiae, and then I will actually go through and editing it and swapping things around mm-hmm. and making a sensible workflow out of shit. I love that. That's probably my favorite part. Spicing it up and recombining things. Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But getting the base down first.
My brain went
awful.
Two different
yeah.
directions. One of them was a video I saw. There's a guy that does a bunch of TikTok video type stuff
mm-hmm.
About ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I just forgot it. Well,
squirrel.
That's apropos. I don't even have ADHD. It just happened when I was thinking about it. So this guy was talking about, because he'll play the non-ADHD person and the ADHD person.
Gotcha.
And so the non-ADHD person is like, hey, can you do X, Y, and Z for me by Monday so that I can, you know... Like, or can you give me these bits and pieces of stuff that you have mm-hmm. so I can do this thing by Monday?
Mm-hmm.
And the ADHD character is like, tell me it's due tonight at 8:00. And it's like Friday at 8:00. And he's like, but I don't need it till Monday morning. And the guy was like, no.
Yeah.
Tell me I need it tonight, Friday at 8:00. And he's like, but I don't need it. He's like, no, you don't understand. Tell mm-hmm. me. He's like, okay, so I need this from you and it was like, and tell me if you don't get it by this point, like disastrous things will happen.
Yep.
And so he's like, this is weird. All right. So I need this tonight by 8:00 or we're all going to fail. We'll fail this class. Well, whatever. Like, catastrophe will happen, zombie apocalypse, whatever. An ADHD guy bounces into, okay, so I'm going to need this, this, and this. Can you talk to Diane about this thing? While we're doing that, I need this other thing over here. Have you talked to Diane yet? Like, and it's just like, mm-hmm. boom, 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 yep. boom, 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 because it's that sense of urgency. There's an adrenaline guilt thing, like you were saying, that mm-hmm. just, like, pushes that. I have enjoyed this person's stuff. I wish I could think of who it is because it's just fun times. But that's I do the same thing, but I self-create those things for me sometimes.
Yeah.
That can be tricky. Yeah.
See, no, if I self-create it, I know it's fake.
Yeah, I know when I'm lying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have tells. I have tells.
I've also, the other thing I've done, so we've talked about the 5 minutes of cleaning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Specifically for writing, I'll do the 5 minutes of writing.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
the exact same concept.
Yeah.
Because once you start doing 5 minutes of writing, now that's 5 hours that just happened.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Fair enough, yeah.
I was like.
That's really clever.
Yeah. But I have focus difficulties based off of brain injury and other various factors.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been one of my main coping mechanisms is just the 5 minutes. Just mm-hmm. I usually say 15, but whatever. Like, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I just need it. That's how I got the thing to earlier today. Saul says, I was like, just fucking do it.
Yep.
Just fucking do it. And then when I realized it wasn't enough, well, now I'll go back and fix it. But
yeah.
Just fucking do it. Now I know what the next step is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Honestly, from what you've said so far,
mm-hmm.
it sounds like you've got it mostly there. You just, a couple pieces are missing. at this point.
But it's not perfect.
But no, but
that. That shit.
No, no, no. I know. Yep. I get that. I get that. But what I'm saying is there's no shame in having a script doctor come in and look at your work from a fresh perspective and go, this works. This doesn't work. Mm-hmm. This doesn't make sense. This isn't how this person would react. Mm-hmm. And then you can actually sit there and go, oh.
But it's not.
This is what I need to fix.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Having,
do you know,
like,
people looking at my stuff.
My wife is an English teacher. Mm-hmm. So when I was going to school to get my degree, mm-hmm. she would be like, I will absolutely read your papers for you. And I was like, that's not going to happen.
No. Nope.
That's never going to happen. You are never reading the paper. Yeah. Anything I ever write, you're not going to see. It's just not happening.
Mm-hmm. I actually found that the thing that increased my knife skills making a meal probably tenfold. I'm still slow as shit, but surprising no one. But convincing myself that getting the slicing and dicing perfect, that I can't.
Oh, sure.
Not even that it doesn't matter, but just that I can't.
You can't not make sure that each slice of carrot is a quarter
right
of an inch.
Size. Yeah. And that I just, you've got to move on.
Whatever.
You've got to move on. Yeah.
Yeah.
That it's going to be wrong and that is okay.
But it's not perfect.
But the thing is, I found that the more that I do it and the more I just gloss over that and just go, that's just the fucking way it is. Next, we're moving on.
Yeah.
We're kind of going through the hand. We're going up the, like, just whatever. Yeah. No, not
that,
actually.
That is, but honestly, just, one of my secrets to project management
is
that sometimes it's not perfect.
Yeah.
And you figure out what is missing along the way and you adjust as needed.
Yeah.
It is a continual process, not just a doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's real hard. Mm-hmm. It's real fucking hard, I'm not going to lie. Like, but I had this plan, you guys. Come on. Yep. And it's like, nope.
I've found that my accuracy has dramatically improved with not caring.
Yeah.
Which,
'cause your muscle memory just kicks in at that point because you're not thinking about it. You're just doing it.
Yep.
And your muscles go, we know what's going on. Get out of the way.
Yeah. So
stage combat comparison and decided that might not be the best comparison to make. You just don't think about it. Nope, that's not right. There is an element of muscle memory to it, but that, no, if there's swords involved, you should probably think about it.
Yeah.
Have I ever told you about my freshman comp class?
Were there swords?
I mean, probably, but brain injury, I don't remember.
So... at the school that I went to the first time around, there was a freshman composition credit that you had to have to graduate. It was just like basically the first class you take your freshman year has to be this writing course so that throughout the rest of your career, you know how to write a fucking paper.
Sure.
All right.
But first off, it was like an 8 a.m. class, which fuck that. So I didn't want to be there anyway.
Right.
Second off, this professor was very much one of those, like, if it's 5 minutes late, it's late.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
God.
I do not accept late papers. Shit. You got a zero on it. End of story. It is, you hand it in at the beginning of class on Monday, or it never happened. So I was like, okay, you know, I can do this. So, like, a few weeks into the semester, the outline was due
because,
you know, there's the outline, then there's the rough draft, then the revision, and the revision and the final paper. So, so the outline is due. I've never fucking done an outline.
No. You just do it exactly right the first time.
What asshole does an outline?
No, that's exactly what I do. I sit down, I write the entire fucking paper.
Mm-hmm.
I'll maybe make a couple changes, but that's pretty much the paper I hand in most of the time, as we discussed earlier.
Right.
That's my downfall. And here, fucking hoisted by the petard. Holy shit.
Hoisted by your own petard.
Yes. No, I...
yes.
I get a message to come talk to him in his office because the outline comes due and I don't hand it in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, he's not going to take this late. I'm going to get a zero on the outline, but whatever. It's just the outline. You know.
Oh, God.
Oh.
And he's like, you didn't hand in an outline. I was like, yeah. And he's like, I will not accept a late outline. I was like, I understand that. I understand I'm going to get a zero. And he's like, no, you failed this class. And I'm like, what?
Oh.
And he was like, because it's fucking 2 weeks into the semester. And I was like, but you failed this class already. And I was like, what? He's like, I'm not going to accept your outline. It's late. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, so you didn't give me an outline. So you can't give me a rough draft or a revision or a final paper. I'm sorry, what? I can't hand in a rough draft if I haven't handed in the outline. And he's like, no, that's the outline comes first. I'm not going to accept a rough draft if you haven't given me an outline. It was like, so I failed this class. He's like, yeah. And I was like, cool, bye. Yep. I fucking walked out that door and never went back to that 8 a.m. class ever again.
But, oh my God.
So yeah,
I think you're making a mistake. I never believing got my, that I will be reasonable about your unreasonability.
Yeah, I never got my freshman composition credit. Yeah. I never graduated from that school. Surprise.
Wow.
But yeah, no, that was.
Oh my goodness.
Speaking of, yeah.
Yeah. I've definitely had some hard-ass teachers. And their response was, well, learning isn't supposed to be easy, and it wasn't easy for me, so why should I?
I mean, and the thing is every single other professor was like the opposite of what your high school teacher tells you.
Right.
Yeah. Your high school teacher's like, when you get to college, things are going to be serious. Then you actually get there. Yeah, your professor's like, we don't fucking care. Show up hungover in your pajamas.
Who gives a
shit? As long as you show up.
Yeah.
And your eyes are
And I even had a teacher, I had a teacher in college that was like, if you can pass the tests, I don't care if you're here.
Fuck.
Oh, God, it was glorious. So, nice. So I showed up for tests, passed them all, fucking aced that class.
Except for this guy.
Oh, he was glorious.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
I think, okay. So I understand if you are in a class to learn a process, a teacher being like, if you are here to learn a process, then you have to do the process. On the one hand, I get that. That he wasn't forthcoming on all of this in the first place is kind of bullshit.
Well, and it's possible it was in the syllabus, but I was a freshman.
Oh.
I'd never dealt with a fucking syllabus before. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, have you met me? I read all of my... I went to sign my lease. I went to sign my lease, you guys. You guys.
Did,
I went
did
to
you sit there and read everything?
I did. I did.
Yeah.
And the landlord was like,
human people
wait, you're reading everything? I'm like, yeah, I'm reading everything. I'm signing my name on a document. Mm-hmm. When I sign my name, it's my word. I want to make sure that I am agreeing to everything that is in this lease.
Yeah.
And he was like, huh. I'm like, yep. So, pardon me a moment. As I'm like flipping through 7 pages of lease.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no, I will say when we bought this house, I did read all of the documents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I've always been that person.
I believe it.
It frustrates Joe sometimes. Let's be real. He's like, whatever. Nobody cares. I'm like, I care.
Yep.
This is my word. If I say I'm going to do a thing, I do it. Or I know what I'm agreeing to so that I know if I'm not going to be able to come to those terms. If I know it up front, I can say that. As I'm trying to get to those terms, if something happens, I can be forthright about it. That is very important to me as far as my own internal moral compass. I know that is like not 95% of the world. I get that. But for me, that's how I do things. Mm-hmm.
The hard-ass teacher that I had not only had that, I don't care if you were in a car accident, and you send me the paper from the hospital, I'm not accepting it because you didn't have it in your hand ready to give to me at the beginning of class on the day that it was due. But she also assigned 6 novel-length books for one class. As if I didn't have any other
4 other classes,
classes.
I didn't have a specific hard ass teacher the second time I went to school. The school itself had a very difficult attendance policy. And me being the only mother Ooh. And the oldest person at the age of 21 going to this private tech school college had a difficult time.
I believe it.
And I almost dropped out of that college specifically because I have an extenuating circumstance.
Yeah.
I ended up graduating with a 3.93. But they almost dropped me purely because of that attendance policy. And Jesus. I'm like, if you can't make exceptions.
Yep.
There's got to be flexible.
You've got to be able to take the human aspect into account.
Getting back to your topic.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, right. Right, we had one.
Question number one.
Yeah.
How badly do you want this...
That was fucking amazing, and I'm just grateful to know you. Holy fuck.
That was
so pleased
spectacular.
With myself.
That was beautiful. I feel like all of our podcast lives have been leading up to that moment.
That moment, yeah.
Yeah. Shit.
How badly, how desperately do you want to see this made?
Pretty badly.
Ooh, good
scale
question.
Of 1 to 10?
I would say like a 7.
Okay.
Maybe an 8.
It sounds like what you need based on...
Because I've kept talking myself out of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So based on
but
what...
it keeps coming
based
back.
On what
over the
we
course
have
of
said,
20 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The ADD, all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is what I think needs happen.
Yeah.
You need to set yourself a deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Of some sort.
Okay.
That will... And not just set it, but make yourself accountable. To tell someone else that you've got a deadline.
Okay.
I was about to say, would it help if I set you a deadline?
It has helped in past.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So, point the first.
Yeah.
You need a deadline because there needs to be some sort of structure here.
Okay.
And it needs to be accountability. Mm-hmm. People need to know about it, not just internal. Mm-hmm. Second, you need to make a decision, and you're not going to be happy because you've made a decision, but you're going to have to make a decision and then stick with it.
Yeah.
What medium are you going to use? Decide what you're going to, what your medium is going to be.
Yeah.
And then walk away. Do not second guess it. Do not 3 days later go, well, maybe it should be this. Make a decision and stick to it. Because that's, otherwise you're just going to keep doing what you've been doing for the past forever and keep changing and changing and changing.
Yeah, fair enough.
Make a hard decision, even if you've got to fucking roll a dice, and stick to it. And I mean, those are the two steps. Make a decision.
Step three, do it.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Profit.
Nice. Make a decision.
Yeah.
And whether you like it or not, you've made the decision. And then make yourself accountable. And maybe that will give you the last minute, you know, the 11th hour push to go, oh shit, I've got to get this done.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you've got 3 years to start that process. I'm kidding.
I was actually...
James, yeah. I need it on my desk by Wednesday afternoon at 5. Or I will burn down your house.
I will
I don't
get
know
it
how
to
much
you.
He cares about that apartment.
I will get it to you by before 5 p.m.
Or I
on
will,
a Wednesday.
Or I, 2 days hence, or I will put a dent in your car door.
God
oh, no,
damn it.
A tiny car?
But I love a tiny car.
By well, that time, okay. I need you to have decided what medium it is going to be. Wednesday at 5.
Okay.
Or your car gets
it's going to be a podcast.
I love watching
All right.
Salsa
it's going to be a podcast.
Yep. It's going to be
right.
a podcast.
We have made
All
a decision.
Right. Hooray!
Look, we helped. All right.
Yep. Because I can always go back and put it into something
no,
else.
No, 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 no.
I make the thing.
No.
Like Hitchhiker's
no, no,
Guide.
No, 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 no.
Which was a radio show.
Stop. It's going to be a podcast.
Yeah,
focus,
it is.
Focus on that.
Yeah.
Don't, oh, it could be this, it could be this later. Focus yeah. on the task in front of you.
Okay.
Which is the podcast.
Okay. Which is the podcast.
That's it.
Yes.
Wait, this podcast?
No!
All right. I refuse to focus on this podcast.
Wait, no. Hold on. Fuck. saucy.
Red-headed man found decapitated on the trail of, in Bloomington, Minnesota the other day.
Tragically, his tiny car was dented.
I love watching Salsa try to be me. It's adorable. It's so cute. Because I'm both way kinder and way meaner at the same time.
I was going to say, I was about to say, he's way meaner, and then I was like, not true.
No, because you don't believe me when I say it. You're like, do horrible things, but you're not actually going to do it. With Jenna, it's like, that's not too bad, but she'll follow through.
See, I think you're emotionally capable of it, but I also believe that you are lazy.
No, hold on. James, I would like you to make this decision by Wednesday at 5 p.m. Otherwise, I'll be very disappointed.
Fuck. Yeah. It'll be a podcast. Fine. I'm doing a podcast.
All right.
Okay.
We have made progress here.
Yeah, it's no dent in the car, but fucking disappointment.
Yeah, you can buff out a dent. Shit. All right.
I don't know. I've been living under the weight of Jenna's disappointment for years. You get used to it eventually.
Me too, but it gets heavy, all right?
Oh,
I don't want more.
So you're going to help me move some stuff out of my storage locker on the 15th of May? Sweet. All right.
I will pencil it in and then check my calendar to make sure that I can offer you the 15th of May.
Okay.
Before Wednesday at 5.
Before Wednesday at 5.
Before Wednesday at 5.
Or... I will be very disappointed.
Jesus. Okay.
Jesus. All right.
I'll check right now. Let's take a break.
Well, I was just about to say, dear listeners, if you have any advice for James on how to proceed, but I think we just solved that issue. So, in all seriousness, weigh in. Go to the Facebooks or the Discords and give your advice to James on how he can get this thing moving. How he can motivate himself, how he can get any tips or tricks, or how we can get that dialogue going. Let us know. And we'll be back in a little bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
The podcast just spiked for no reason because you got real excited, I'm sure.
I mean,
we should probably. And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I thought we already did this. And I'm Jenna. We weren't recording? We weren't podcast?
I don't.
We were.
I thought. I'm confused. Well,
I care.
You know what? You figure out. You're the editor. You figure out when we start.
I'm Salsa. Edit this podcast.
And I'm James.
I'm Spartacus.
You're Spartacus. And you're Spartacus.
All Sparta, you're cuss.
And it's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Fast Five. What's happening?
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, we knew this was going to be fun.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Spartacus!
Aw, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's all right.
I mean, I guess it depends on which one you go to.
He's all over the fucking place.
Yeah, it's a franchise.
All the time. Yeah.
All right.
I want a Spartacus franchise.
Okay, hold on. No, an idea popped into my head. We'll talk about it later.
We heard.
Can we franchise AON?
We can French fries AON. But it's the Athenian.
French fries.
I mean, my brain went as long as they pay us royalties, and then my brain went, but we don't get paid for this.
Off of what?
Yeah.
So.
Free merch. Demand free merch.
20%.
But it's got to be like shitty knockoff AON merch.
Oh my God.
Like, it can't be as good as ours.
Like, the stuff.
like the stuff that they sell in China that's like got one letter different, so it's not infringement. And
AQN.
Yeah.
No, when you go to shop for Halloween costumes, pirate costume with a hook.
Right.
As opposed to like Captain Hook.
Right.
Or
midweek cutie instead of the
ice
like
queen.
Welcome to the
and it's like Elsa.
Welcome to the No Specific Reference podcast.
Hello. Yes. This is the Out of Left Field podcast.
I'm your host, Chutney.
I'm Seamus.
And I'm Gene.
Drink. Remember we started calling you Gina.
Oh, God.
Or Genie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if anybody wants to franchise...
there's some ideas.
It's a huge opportunity. You
know, let us know. We will absolutely give you our blessing on this.
Fuck yeah. I will support the hell out of that shit.
Fuck yes. I will give you all of the editing tips that I have picked up over the 10 years.
We will subsidize
editing.
Yeah, right.
But it'll take about 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's a short fucking list. Yeah. Yeah.
Crash course.
We
Did
will
your computer crash.
We're subsidize done. Your audition license.
Oh my god.
Question. Fast five. Question.
Did we even say who this is actually from?
From me.
Oh, okay.
Spartacus.
Oh.
And we're back.
I'm Spartacus.
And I'm Gene.
Drink. We're supposed to call you Genie now.
Question number one. Bang or blow?
Yeah.
Which is the better, slightly dangerous childhood toy? Firecrackers or
lawn darts?
Paintball guns?
Dart gun.
Dart gun?
Dart gun. My first place went to firearm
like
or
a BB gun,
blow dart.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Or spitball. Oh, I see. Yeah, okay.
No, blow darts.
Okay.
Spitballs are for pansies.
Blow darts are for daisies.
Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I was really hoping somebody was going to come up with another flower joke, and I'm very happy. And I should because
blow darts are for tulips. Blow darts are for... God damn it.
See, I want to hate you.
And you
and
do.
So I do.
He's a good man and thorough, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all shit. Right.
I'm going to go blow.
Mm.
I don't loud noises as much as one might think. Actually,
no, it makes sense.
I prefer a more gentle approach in my
assassination.
Yes, a little sneakier.
I like blow.
Yeah, I'll go with that too. I actually got pretty decent with blow darts.
Okay, three blows, table one.
Yeah.
All right. Question number two.
Mm-hmm.
I debated not doing a ding there because I already did one, but I did it anyway, so you're welcome.
Finger or stroke?
Do you type on your phone or do you use swipe?
Oh, I absolutely swipe. God, and it gets me into so much trouble.
I can't say
swipe. We have a mutual friend that was having a hard day, and I went to to swipe sympathies, and what came out was, "You have my dinosaurs." And so I left it, then explained why they had both my dinosaurs and my sympathies.
That's pretty amazing.
Oh, fuck. Jenna, I want to make a card for you.
You have my dinosaurs. I need to start using that consistently.
Pictures of stegosauruses with flowers.
Because this happened earlier today, and I'm going to forget that this is a thing. And like 4 or 5 days from now, somebody's going to say, "You have my dinosaurs." And I'm not going to know what the fuck is going on. But please do. Please remind me.
No, that'll be amazing.
Because "You have my dinosaurs" is incredible.
All right. Okay.
So, what were the questions again?
It was
finger or stroke.
Yeah. So I guess I'm going stroke.
Okay.
Hold on.
Dinosaurs.
Hold on.
Salsa, you're ill prepared.
Okay, here we go.
Are you writing yourself a note about "You have my dinosaurs"?
Yes. I am also.
Okay. Excellent.
I had a specific idea that I had to write down or I was going to forget.
I feel like I might have the same idea. Great. Okay.
You might have different ideas. It's a ramp. And I'm excited for this.
Question number 3.
Wait, did we all decide?
I went with finger.
I went with finger.
Stroke.
Swipe is awful.
All right.
Except that it produced "You have my dinosaurs."
You length. Have my dinosaurs.
or girth.
I would rather have a girthier burrito than a long burrito.
Yeah, a toddler-sized burrito can either be a child's meal sized burrito or a burrito the size of a toddler. And
that's a weird direction to take it, but I'm not against it.
I think
also you killed Salsa in the process, so I'm
You're
extra
welcome.
Not against
yeah.
it. Yeah, yes. Thank you. Handshake. Appropriate.
All right.
You ever hear one of those jokes that just, it's so goddamn dumb that it's hilarious?
Yeah, I'm friends with James. This might be why I'm friends with James.
That was the joke right there.
Oh, you don't know the chat between me and James.
No. Dear listeners, the thing you don't get is you heard the words, but you didn't see James staring off into space when he said it.
And with earnestness. It's the earnest introspection. It is the earnest introspection. Like, just...
There was no eyebrow waggling or anything. That was just like... Oh.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm a length guy.
Oh.
So.
Oh, my. That's what she said?
I've let my hair grow out pretty long, but it's always very thick.
Mm.
So that's both. So you need to pick one.
I'm
going to
say, regardless of length, it's always girthy.
Oh.
All right. Okay.
All
two,
right.
Two girths and a length?
Two girths and a length, table 3?
Yep.
Question number 4.
Shit.
We are so stupid. Okay.
Head.
Okay.
Or hole.
Ooh. Which disc sport do you prefer? Ultimate Frisbee, where you are passing to someone else's head, or disc golf, where you're trying to get it to the hole. Maybe.
Interesting take.
Mm-hmm.
Have I told you my horror story about playing disc golf the one time I did it?
No.
So my frisbee landed off to the side, nowhere near where it was intended to go, which is fine. It was like my first time, right? And so I went to go collect this disc from the woods. And suddenly was stung repeatedly.
Oh, no.
My disc had found its way over near a hornet's nest.
Oh, no.
A ground hornet's nest.
Oh, yeah.
I got stung 17 times.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Luckily, not allergic. Because that would have been a hell of a fucking time to find out. That was my first time getting stung by anything within the hornet bee wasp realm of whatever. And on it, I didn't even welt, really. Like, I got tiny baby bumps,
right,
but honestly.
Still.
But holy shit, that was unpleasant.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, the only thing I'm not allergic to hit me 17 times, and that's enough for fucking anyone. And I've never played disc golf again.
Because
fuck that sport.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Traumatic experience. So in that context, I would go ahead. I don't think that's the context, though. And I'm trying to get... I'm trying to think of a different context for it. Like, there's a food type thing in my brain of, would you eat the whole thing or would you just eat a portion, like the
head of lettuce?
Sure. That a head of lettuce is the whole lettuce. So that does nothing for my...
It's when you put something together...
All of the above.
Do you hit the nail upon the top, the head, or do you put... a bolt in the hole or a screw in the hole. I think I prefer to use screws rather than nails.
Salsa, how is hole spelled?
Excellent
question. That is a great question.
H-O-L-E.
Ah.
Okay. All right. So it is not a complete something, or maybe it is, but...
I mean, it's the absence of something.
I am better.
Could just be a homonym. You are right.
I am better at teeing off in the long drive than I am putting and getting the ball in the hole. So I'm going to go ahead.
I think I'm the opposite. I'm terrible at golf.
Ah.
But putting I can do all day.
I mean, I do love me some mini golf.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty good at that, but if there's not a windmill in my way, apparently it takes me forever to get... I need the challenge.
Well, yeah, what you do is you tell yourself that there's a windmill in the way and you impose a self imposed
Wednesday at five okay,
windmill.
Sure.
Yeah,
got it.
All right.
did we get everybody's?
Yeah. Well, I like head. So
it's a good choice.
Question number five. Slide or French?
Slide or French?
I don't know that I've ever had a slide fry.
I was just trying to figure out like something along those lines, and I was like, well, that's stupid, and then you said it, so
because it was
correct.
Stupid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Slide. Is there a French whistle?
Oh man.
Tom.
That soundbox is on fire tonight.
God, I'm so glad that's our fourth host.
I know.
Shit.
Slide water slide? Slip and slide? Slip in French? Whoa, that's unsteady.
Welcome to the slip in French.
I had a date like that once.
Would you prefer the scented or unscented oils?
Ooh.
I think I'm going to choose slide because a slide tickler sounds way filthier.
I
Like, gross.
I don't know that it does, but I also don't know that it doesn't, so I can't. Nope, my brain can't quantify that one.
Can't parse
right.
that one.
French the ivories.
Je te dis français pour 3 ans, et je ne comprends pas. Je ne comprends pas. I studied French for 3 years and I don't understand.
Schmetterling.
Well, I'm going French.
Yep. Oh, I love that joke so much.
God damn it.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'll go slide.
All right, I'm also about to slide.
All right.
Now for the context.
Oh, shit. I just thought of possible context for 5.
Oh, what is it?
French doors or a sliding door?
You're probably right.
Oh, fuck. And I still love French doors, so that's where I'm going.
French trombone. I'll go slide trombone.
Okay.
Okay. French trombone. Okay.
Question. Yeah, when you play it, instead of being like wah 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 wah, it goes ha 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 ha.
Question number 1.
The fuck? All right. James is excited and he's wound himself up. He's doing his thing.
Question number 1. Right. Bang or blow? Do you prefer percussion or wind instruments?
I thought that for a moment. Shit. And then I dismissed it. God, I'm so mad at myself. I cannot play a wind instrument.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have an incredible lung capacity, but I can hold my breath for fucking forever.
Mm-hmm.
but when it comes to blowing, I don't have consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Also, I'm a smoker and I don't care.
Yeah,
so I'm going to go for that.
Okay, fair.
I whistle more than I drum on things, so I'll go woodwind.
I also can't whistle. Possibly for similar reasons. Mm. I don't know.
Mm. Well, I have done both. I played trombone in high school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I played recorder.
And I do a lot of drumming now, but
hard cross buns.
Yeah.
Hot cross buns. One of many, two of
many hot cross buns.
Yep.
Question number 2. Finger or stroke? Which do you prefer? The guitar fingering. Or the violin stroke?
Uh-huh. I actually thought of that as well.
Wow.
I'm mad. No, I'm not mad because it was a delightful time discussing.
Yeah.
I play both. And there are some lovely things to be said about both instruments.
Mm-hmm.
I play violin better because I started violin in 3rd grade.
Huh.
And guitar, I didn't start until high school where I learned just enough guitar for Jesus camp. What? You only need 4 chords. It's
you
fine.
Do.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's the
I've
same
played
4 chords
guitar in church. Yeah.
Jesus camp, not in church.
No, I know. I'm saying I played guitar in church. I know what you mean.
Yep.
Yeah. Fuck.
I think guitar travels better, and I don't mean like carries better. Mm. I mean there's more things you can do with a guitar, like as far as like different... styles of music, different arenas and whatnot.
Different sounds.
Yeah.
That said, playing a violin like a mandolin is delightful.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
I really want to try bowing a ukulele.
That was actually, as a side note, I learned how to play a violin, and then later I learned how to play guitar, and then after that, I was like, well, I'll try my hand at mandolin. That was the easiest fucking instrument pickup I've ever had.
I believe it.
Huh.
Well, because the mandolin is the same strings as the violin.
Huh.
The same key, yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, like the exact same strings. It's G, D, A, E.
Yep.
It's just that there's 2 of them. So you got two G's, yeah. but they're in the same spot even. Mm-hmm. So, like, all you had to do was strum mm-hmm. and pick, which you learn how to do with guitar. So by sure. the time I had played both of those instruments, I got to mandolin and I was like, well, fuck yeah, I can do this. Mm. And actually, I used to do mandolin playing with, like, Scott Kiever and Dan Patton. We called it Mandolin Madness, and we were just, like, learning mandolin shit basically off of Scott Kiever because he's fucking incredible. But, yeah, it was a good time. So.
All right. Question number three, length or girth? Do you prefer the bassoon length or the saxophone girth?
Oh,
which
God.
Which woodwind?
Damn it.
I'm a length guy. I like the bassoon. I almost played the bassoon in high school, mm-hmm. but my mother wouldn't let me. Because she did not want to hear the squeaking reeds of a learning person learning how to play a double reed. Whew. She was like, nope, I don't want that.
You should have started with bagpipes and then worked your way towards violin.
Well,
and then after that, gotten a bassoon.
I mean, my mother's a music teacher, so she already knew exactly where... These are the things you're allowed. These are the things I will not allow in my house.
Yeah. Okay.
We couldn't play drums. I couldn't play drums in high school either for the same reason. Because she did not want a learning drummer in her house.
There is my downstairs neighbor is learning the drums.
Yeah.
Oh.
So there was a list of these are not allowed. These are allowed.
Yeah.
This is what you can pick.
Mm-hmm. So. Fair enough.
No, I love them both for very different reasons. They do different things beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I can pick.
Can you imagine Careless Whisper on a bassoon?
I was actually just fucking doing it.
Just that, because the low woodiness of a bassoon. Oh, I love it.
It'd be like if George Michael was a duck.
I get this joke.
Yeah. Good.
All right. So, yeah, that is why I went length.
Mm.
I think I'm...
I like both length and girth. I'm sorry.
No, that's fair.
I'm selfish. I'm greedy. Whatever.
I think I might go girth because I love classical music with the bassoon, but big band with brass and... saxophone and you know everything Minnie the Moocher just fucking
jump,
amazing
jump, jive, and wail
I'll go with that
I understand
that's
right. respectable
question
which is the only time I'm ever gonna say anything about you.
I was so weirded out for a hot second there.
I watched it happen. It was delightful.
Question number four, head or hole? Which type of tambourine do you prefer? The one with the head or the one without?
Where it's just
a loop.
Give me a head.
I want the head as well.
I want the head.
Yeah.
The versatility of having that on there is God, you can do so much more with it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, because otherwise you're just like smacking it against things.
Mm-hmm.
Which you can also do with the one that has like the drum head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It does have a slightly different timbre to it, but... Mm-hmm. But yeah, some of the stuff that you can do with it, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And question number five, slide or French? Do you prefer the trombone or the French horn?
Oh shit. I in band in high school, I learned the French horn. It's the only like truly natively left hand only instrument.
Mm.
Oh. Sure.
Yeah. Because your right hand is just
in the bell,
crammed up in there,
which is the weirdest.
It's fucking weird.
It is so bizarre that like every other instrument's like, no, you don't do that, and then the French horn's like, get your finger all up in that, you know.
that's why it's butthole. The French horn.
Yeah. Oh.
I think the trombone is a much better instrument. As far as like the embouchure, it's much easier to play.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because like French horn is really demanding with the size of the mouthpiece. Mm-hmm. It fucking sucks. I thought that I was just terrible at all brass instruments. And then somebody passed me a trumpet.
Huh.
And the mouthpiece, it felt like I was spitting into a garbage can. Like, it was just gigantic.
And then somebody handed him a sousaphone.
Jesus. Yeah.
And he put his entire euphonium, face
yeah,
in it.
Right. Yeah. So I think I would choose trombone over the, because I also feel like I'd be a lot better at the slide than I would be at remembering key patterns along with specific breath levels and stuff.
I love the sound of a French horn. It does have such a beautiful timbre to it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But getting on those songs where the trombone can really utilize the slide and the glissando.
Mm-hmm. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
There was a song we did for a... It was like an area festival where a bunch of people from different bands got together and played in some, you know, Voltron band. but we played a song called Trombone Boogie.
Mm-hmm.
And it like the trombones were front and center, and we were just sliding up and down the you know, just all over the place. It was so goddamn fun. No, and much like you were saying, you know, trying to remember finger positions, the combinations of things like that doesn't make sense in my head. But with the trombone, it's you make it longer, it goes down. You make it shorter, it goes up. Mm-hmm. It's pretty simple.
I think it would feel a lot more like whistling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a slide whistle?
No, like a French whistle.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Bill, by the way, was a tromboner.
Yeah, that story checks out.
That is how he
out.
Described
yeah.
himself.
Yeah,
he's a tromboner.
Story also checks
Gotta
out.
Gotta love that sack.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes.
So there was my Fast Five that sounded dirty, but was actually all about my instrument.
Do you have an organ?
My son.
Oh God, no!
Oh,
good night, everybody.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please go to the AON podcast.com website and click on the Fast Five button right there.
Please do it, because yeah. I have to do it next week if nobody else does. And I don't want to do it. I don't like answering my own questions.
So
I make shitty questions because I have to think.
We're slowly going to phase out the emails because there's a fucking form.
Yeah.
On the website.
So easy.
It's so much easier for
so
you.
Easy.
And it's so much easier for me. And it's easier for everyone. So go to use the form.
You already
know how to get to the podcast website.
AONpodcast.com.
Just click on the button. It's that easy.
.com.
Yeah. Does anybody have a shout out?
I love how James is always like nodding.
He always says yes, and then he sits there expectantly. Like,
Would you like permission to go,
a little
James?
Bit. Yeah.
You always have permission to go when we get to the shout out portion of the show.
My shout out is
specific.
The person that I helped move. One of the reasons that I, again, helped him to move to his new place is that he's really made himself available to help me move and gotten me out of a lot of bad situations and stuff, and it's just like a real fucking great person. And moving a gun safe out of the basement into another basement is a fraction of what I feel I owe him in kindness.
All right.
I want to give a shout out to Strike Theater. And also to Bruce Manning for producing such an incredibly deep and heartfelt series over the course of this weekend. And for Strike Theater, it was Bruce's first time producing, and they took a chance on him, and it was absolutely fantastic. And I love that Strike Theater really encourages new people to try new things, and is helpful and kind of helps lead people through the first time production process. So, shout out to Strike.
All right. I'm going to give my shout out to Lumber. because I am not much of a metal worker. I know how to, but wood is definitely my medium, and I know how to build so much stuff with wood. And I'm seriously, I wasn't joking. Mm-hmm. I have like 4 or 5 projects that I am going to be doing in the next few weeks.
I was
going
to ask about that, but no, I'm not.
Okay. But yeah, no, it's, I love the medium. Something mm-hmm. as much as I hate sanding when I'm done sanding and you just have that smooth board with the grain in it and it comes to life. Oh, I love that so much.
I too like it when wood comes to life.
Yeah. It's got so much character.
I know. It's always a little surprising mm-hmm. when it finally takes shape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With so much warmth and depth. Oh,
yeah.
We got super NPR on us.
I'm just watching James trying to process too many possible jokes. It's like he's blue screened right now.
Branches.
Analysis paralysis.
There's a spinning wheel. Like you can see the spinning wheel the behind the eye.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like those old cartoons where the two people try to go through the doorway at the same time, but it's jokes.
Yep. Yes.
There's too many and they're blocking up.
So good.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
Guess what?
What?
I sure the fuck do.
What?
I know, right?
I, for one, am surprised.
So, number one, I do streaming. Figure it the fuck out at this point. I don't know what else to say
to you. Go look at the last 15 episodes. There's links on them.
Yeah. Fucking 30. Join the Discord. The last 30, at least. I've been doing this since, like, September, I think.
So
maybe
I'm not
October.
Wrong.
Yeah, no. 15, but also 30. Piss off. However, coming up at the end of the month, we have Monsters in a Mirror. The first weekend is actually kind of a doubleheader with Wasted. Both of them are Maximum Verbosity, our friend Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe.
Mm-hmm.
Monsters in a Mirror, I'm going to read the thing because I haven't actually done that yet. There's an imperfection in the human mind. A crack, a flaw, a crevice. One that fascinates and repulses all those who find it. It is empty of all but impulse and appetite, and the memory of hope. What if you looked over the edge? What if you fell? And after the fall, what would you see in the mirror? 6 performances, 5 directors, 5 short plays, adapted by an all-star creative team from the original horror collection. It's time to get metaphysical in this twisted cabaret of the macabre. Created by Derek Durlam, Jenna Papke, Tim Uren, Tim Wick, and Jenna Young. We open on Friday, April 9th. The first weekend on Friday and Saturday, you can also see, you can get a second ticket. Or do a pay what you can to see Wasted, which is Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe's, another Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe thing. So Friday, April 29th at 7:30, Saturday, April 30th at 7:30, Sunday, May 1st at 2 p.m. We do have the matinee. Then Thursday, May 5th at 7:30 is a pay what you can. Friday, May 6th at 7:30 and Saturday, May 7th at 7:30. And I just have to say my cast is phenomenal. I'm very excited about the work that we're doing and I really want people to come out and see this. Plus I've finally gotten the full text script for all of our plays, so I got to see what everybody else is doing and holy fuck you guys. Awesome. This is going to be incredible. Real good time. So yeah, come out and see it.
Cool.
Phoenix Theater, I believe we will require proof of vaccination and also masking. At least heavily recommended, if not
mandatory.
Yeah. So I'm not sure where all of that's falling right now because things have been a little wobbly in the COVID scale.
This is fair. Yeah.
So yeah, pay attention to the COVID restrictions and needs as they arise for those performances. yeah, that's it.
Okay.
I think that's all I have to plug. Okay. Also, I'm moving. Fuck it.
Nothing?
Nothing at the moment.
I have some stuff, but that's a month out at this point, so I'm going to... Yeah, I don't see anything else. So, in that case, are there any other final thoughts?
Bye, bye, I love you, bye, bye, bye.
In that case, thank you so very much for listening to this podcast. Thank you to myself for the Fast Five.
Spartacus?
Yes, thank you to Spartacus for the Fast Five. On behalf of Spartacus and James and Jenna... Eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.